Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 14, 2021. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about crypto buyers face possible limitations on eToro this weekend. FinCEN extends comment period for controversial crypto wallet rule. Fireblocks rolls out staking rewards for ETH 2.0, Polkadot and Tezos. Bitcoin bounces as options market sees 20% chance of $50,000 at month's end. First mover, forget Facebook's stablecoin. Now it's $700 billion Bitcoin in the crosshairs. Now let's get started. Crypto buyers face possible limitations on eToro this weekend. Multi-asset brokerage eToro has issued a warning to users looking to buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies over the coming weekend. According to an email sent to customers and as reported by Bloomberg on Wednesday, the Israel-based company said customers could face possible limitations due to challenges in the platform's ability to support buy orders. The company said they may impose limitations on customers looking to purchase cryptocurrency assets due to complications arising from a lack of market liquidity. The brokerage may set a temporary maximum exposure amount per cryptocurrency asset per client, as well as temporarily suspending the ability to place new buy orders, according to a copy of the letter posted online. Spreads on cryptocurrency assets may also be wider than usual, resulting from unprecedented conditions in the market as demand surges from newcomers for digital assets. Users on the platform have skyrocketed in recent weeks, with eToro opening 380,000 new accounts. Its cryptocurrency trading volume is 25 times higher than January 2020. Per Bloomberg's reporting. The disruption to services has also filtered over to traders regarding leveraged cryptocurrency positions who called foul on Sunday when their positions were abruptly closed due to extreme market volatility. As such, customers are now being warned that the brokerage platform may make further changes to their cryptocurrency offerings at very short notice. Our experience of the 2017 crypto rally means that we understand the possible consequences of extreme volatility in crypto markets. We want to ensure that our clients fully understand the possible risks, an eToro spokesperson told CoinDesk via email. FinCEN extends comment period for controversial crypto wallet rule. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, said Thursday it would reopen its proposed rulemaking period for an additional 15 days for its reporting requirements, and another 45 days for a requirement on record-keeping and counterparty reporting requirements. First submitted December 18, the proposals would require exchanges to store name and address information for customers transferring over $3,000 in crypto per day to private crypto wallets, and file currency transaction reports for customers transacting in over $10,000 per day. Critics of the rule said it would be technically impossible for some projects to comply because smart contracts and other decentralized tools do not have name or address information to provide. Perhaps most important, the 15-day extension means Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who is said to be spearheading this effort, will be out of office by the time the comments period closes, perhaps allowing for FinCEN to better incorporate industry feedback. In its public notice, FinCEN wrote that the proposed reporting requirements are essentially equivalent to the existing center reporting requirements that apply to transactions in currency, and called the proposal vital to closing loopholes that terrorists or other malicious actors might use. This is the part that will see a 15-day extension for comments. FinCEN was less effusive about the record-keeping and counterparty details, only writing, FinCEN is providing a longer period in light of the somewhat greater complexity of those aspects of the proposed rule and various issues identified in comments received during the original comment period. This was the part that raised the most controversy from the industry, receiving over 7,000 comments, with the majority of responders criticizing the rule or the speed by which it was being pushed through. The extension doesn't mean the rule will not be implemented. It's still entirely possible that FinCEN will choose to run with the rule after the final version is published. The clock restarts when the document is published in the Federal Register, the nation's logbook. According to public documents, this will be January 15th. Fireblocks rolls out staking rewards for ETH 2.0, Polkadot and Tezos. Announced Thursday, Fireblocks is partnering with staking infrastructure providers Staked and Blockdaemon to offer hosted proof-of-stake (PoS) services for Ethereum 2.0 and the popular Polkadot (DOT) and Tezos (XTZ) tokens. Fireblocks, which raised $30 million in funding in November last year, uses a technique called multi-party computation (MPC) that protects cryptographic keys by splitting them into pieces, and which the company says is well suited to the dynamic business of blockchain token staking. We are launching staking wallets to Fireblocks customers who collectively hold a significant balance of crypto assets, Fireblocks CEO Michael Shalov said in an interview. He said that while the majority of Fireblocks over 165 clients have Bitcoin, between DOT, XTZ and ETH we have over $1 billion of assets that can be staked. The custodian's clients include some of the large crypto lenders such as Celsius, BlockFi, Salt and Nexo. Fireblocks also provides custody to UK-based firms Revolut and B2C2, as well as Coinflex, Galaxy and a lot of smaller crypto hedge funds, Shalov said. By participating in blockchain staking, token holders are required to have skin in the game by committing some of their assets on the network to verify transactions. Network validators can earn between 10% to 15% yield on those assets, a tempting proposition for financial institutions in the current no-interest climate. More broadly, participants are betting on the next generation of finance. Backing a given economic system is analogous, in some respects, to the way banks are required to post capital reserves in the traditional financial world today. Generating and managing various sets of validation and withdrawal keys is not for the layman, but the biggest pain about staking is maintaining constantly available infrastructure to verify transactions. Failure to do so results in a slashing of the validator's stake. For our clients, from an operational or technical standpoint, it's actually transparent, said Shalov. They don't need to do anything special. When they sign the delegation message, we select the infrastructure and switch into the optimized nodes. In return for maintaining the service, Fireblocks takes a 10% slice of the yield the staker earns. Shalov sees the new service as a way of inviting retail investors to get more involved in staking. Celsius and others are retail gateways, he pointed out. Our customers that are retail-facing are planning to basically act as a gateway and roll out ETH2 staking to generate the market for retail investors that are long on ETH, Shalov said. Such an invitation to retail involvement could be a step towards a fintech app approach to crypto staking. So, is this a conversation Fireblocks is having with customers like Revolut, for instance, which allows users to buy and hold crypto? I think they, Revolut, have a roadmap of things set out ahead that are perhaps less advanced, but they are interested in looking at it, Shalov said. Part of the reason we are releasing it is because of how compelling it is to fintech companies like Revolut and others. Bitcoin bounces as options market sees 20% chance of $50,000 at month's end. Bitcoin's recovery from Monday's low is gathering pace, with the options market pricing in a double-digit probability of an above $50,000 by the month end. The leading cryptocurrency by market value is currently trading at $38,300, representing a nearly $4,000 or 11% gain on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The price bounce has erased a significant chunk of losses observed earlier this week. Bitcoin dropped from $40,000 to $30,305 on Monday on heavy selling in the spot market, most notably on the US-based Coinbase exchange. Despite the recovery, the cryptocurrency is still well short of the record high of $41,962 registered on January 8. Options market data shows investors are betting on a continued rally and are assigning a 20% probability of the cryptocurrency rising above $50,000 by January 29th monthly expiry, according to data provided by the crypto derivatives research firm SKEW. Option probabilities are calculated using the Black-Scholes formula based on critical metrics such as call options prices, strike prices, the price of the underlying asset, and the risk-free interest rate on investments as U.S. Treasuries and the time to maturation. Options are derivative contracts that give the purchaser the right, but not the obligation, to buy the underlying asset at a predetermined price on or before a specific date. A call option represents a right to buy, and a put option gives the right to sell. The 20% probability of Bitcoin BTC plus 14.87% rising above $50,000 by January 29th looks impressive, considering the monthly expiry is just 2 weeks away, and the cryptocurrency is currently down 31% from $50,000. The likelihood of Bitcoin rising above a certain level on or before the expiry is positively correlated to the time left for expiry. While a 31% rally to $50,000 in 2 weeks may be challenging to envision, it is far from impossible, as noted by Deribit Insights. The cryptocurrency has charted more significant moves in the recent past. For instance, prices rose 52% from $19,000 to $29,000 in the last 2 weeks of December alone. The bullish momentum would again gather pace if institutional inflows resume, Chris Thomas, head of digital assets at Swiss Quote Bank, told CoinDesk on Wednesday. The Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, the biggest publicly traded crypto investment trust, reopened Tuesday after a month-long break. Inflows into Grayscale hold the key to a Bitcoin price rally, as per investment banking giant JP Morgan. Also, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to announce a $2 trillion stimulus on Thursday, strengthening the cryptocurrency's long-term bullish case. Bitcoin is considered a hedge against monetary and fiscal indiscipline by prominent public-listed companies such as MicroStrategy. Call options in demand. The 1, 3, and 6-month put call skews, which measure the cost of puts relative to calls, remain entrenched into the negative territory, according to SKEW data. That's a sign of calls or bullish bets drawing higher demand than puts. The 1-month put call skew has declined to a lifetime low of -35.9, indicating record bullish sentiment. Investors have been buying the $52,000 call expiring on January 29 since Tuesday. In the past 24 hours, the $52,000 call option has registered a buying volume of 2,059 contracts. Meanwhile, the $36,000 call has seen a buying volume of 1211 contracts, Swiss-based data analytics platform Lavitas told CoinDesk. It remains to be seen if Bitcoin goes parabolic ahead of the January expiry. The flow of coins onto exchanges has picked up in the wake of Monday's drop and could limit the upside in the short term. First mover, forget Facebook's stablecoin. Now it's $700 billion Bitcoin in the crosshairs. Bitcoin's powerful move over the past couple of months to more than $700 billion in market value is suddenly commanding more attention from global financial regulators. Bitcoin BTC was higher, pushing back toward $40,000 after a 9.9% surge on Wednesday, the biggest calendar day gain in a month. Such a powerful recovery after a steep sell-off earlier in the week has quickly reinvigorated trader spirits. This bubble doesn't look set to burst, said Don Guo, CEO of Broctagon FinTech Group, which helps smaller cryptocurrency exchanges tap into bigger pools of liquidity available from large exchanges. In traditional markets, U.S. government bond yields rose along with stocks after CNN reported that President-elect Joe Biden will unveil on Thursday a new coronavirus relief proposal, and that his advisors have told allies in Congress to expect a price tag around $2 trillion. Gold weakened 0.2% to $1,841 an ounce. Market moves before the coronavirus hit last year. A big conversation among financial industry executives, lawmakers and regulators was just how to regulate Libra, the proposed digital currency from Facebook. With Facebook's very large network of more than a billion people, a stablecoin could have systemic implications very quickly, Powell said in a September 2019 webcast discussion in Zurich with Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan. Libra would have to be held to the highest regulatory standards and expectations. Fast forward and the Facebook-sponsored token, since retooled and rebranded, still hasn't launched. Instead, it's now Bitcoin, the original and largest cryptocurrency, suddenly attracting the overseer's notice. Bitcoin is a highly speculative asset, European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde said Wednesday at a Reuters event. According to the news service, she joined a number of regulators from across the world in calling for implementing global rules for cryptocurrencies. There has to be regulation, Lagarde said. This has to be applied and agreed upon. A doubling in prices for Bitcoin in 2019, a quadrupling last year and another 32% gain just in the first 2 weeks of 2021 have quickly given the cryptocurrency a $709 billion market value. Everybody knows Bitcoin's price is volatile, which was less of a concern a couple years ago when it was just one of those no-value cryptocurrencies. A little extrapolation shows why the topic is getting harder to ignore. Another quadrupling in price, hypothetically speaking of course, would push Bitcoin's market capitalization to nearly $3 trillion. That's roughly the same amount of new money the Federal Reserve printed last year and then pumped into traditional financial markets last year to keep them from faltering. A big number, in other words. So-called leveraged loans, which banks provide to junk-grade companies and then sell to investors for trading on Wall Street, grew so fast over the past decade that the Federal Reserve warned in early 2019 of the growing risks. The total outstanding amount of these junk loans currently stands at about $1.7 trillion. With the coronavirus dimming the appeal of paper bills, central banks around the globe have accelerated efforts to develop or at least study digital versions of their own currencies. China is already in trials. Earlier this week, the Fed's New York branch, which handles the U.S. central bank's money market operations, announced it had retained the recruiting firm Heidrick and struggles to recruit an inaugural director for a planned New York Innovation Center, which will develop in-depth insights into critical trends in financial technology. A big dilemma regulators face as the Bitcoin blockchain was designed as an autonomous, peer-to-peer electronic payment system using distributed ledger technology theoretically beyond the control of any person, business or government. So the Fed can't just order Bitcoin to stand down, as it essentially did to Facebook. But according to a report published Wednesday by analysts with Macquarie, the big Australian investment bank, private cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are fast making inroads into electronic commerce, and it looks unlikely a digital dollar or digital euro could launch until 2022 at the earliest. We think the use cases for private crypto could come to fruition if commerce becomes too accustomed to private crypto use prior to a central bank digital currency alternative launching as a stable, legitimate alternative, the Macquarie analysts wrote. U.S. regulatory officials wield quite a bit of power over how cryptos function and how their ecosystems develop. This becomes less meaningful as the network effect of cryptos grows, utility and acceptance broaden, and fiat potentially loses some demand for commerce. The acting U.S. controller of the currency, Brian Brooks, who is a former general counsel of the cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase, has used the final days of President Donald Trump's four-year term to expound on the virtues of cryptocurrencies. Crypto is about freedom, Brooks said in a live-streamed event hosted by blockchain analysis firm Elliptic, as reported by CoinDesk's Nikhil Ashde. In a Financial Times op-ed, Brooks wrote of the potential opportunity from self-driving banks built atop decentralized finance networks. Their greater efficiency would free significant amounts of capital that is lost to operating costs today or slowed by decisions dependent on human gray matter, Brooks argued. He plans to step down from the regulatory role on Thursday. Charlie Morris, CEO of the cryptocurrency fund manager ByteTree, wrote Wednesday in his weekly newsletter that Bitcoin might be ready to challenge the financial system. It is an open-source project, which has attracted some of the finest minds in the world, Morris wrote. This leads to continuous improvement, which means an infinite number of applications lie ahead. The massive development effort has centered around Bitcoin, as opposed to other cryptos, because it dominates the ecosystem and faces the power laws behind the network effect. Also, Bloomberg News, citing a report from the publicly traded hedge fund Man Group, reported Wednesday that Bitcoin differs from other investment bubbles like tulips, railroads and dot-com stocks, in that it has survived three peak-to-trough drawdowns of over 80% in fewer than 10 years. Indeed, one thing that might be troubling regulators and bankers alike is the growing conviction among both crypto industry executives and some big investors that the growth cycle in digital assets is still in its early stages. How long until the entire legacy financial system migrates over to a digital internet on the Web 3.0 based on distributed ledger technology? Mati Greenspan, founder of the foreign exchange and cryptocurrency analysis firm Quantum Economics, wrote Wednesday, "My feeling is that we're still early." This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.